Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
So a week ago, I tweeted, because I had questions, direct messages and emails asking why I didn't tweet much a week ago today. And really what I essentially said was I just got tired of going through, of wading through, of sifting through all the negative commentaries. And particularly when it came to the vaccination issue. And this isn't about vaccination. This is about social media. So this is what I tweeted. It's not verbatim, but essentially I just got tired of it. I got tired of sifting through the F words and the F bombs. And they don't bother me, by the way. I've been around a long time. I've heard them many times, and occasionally they'll even slip past my lips. But it just got to be a little bit too much. And so over the last couple of days, I've been thinking about maybe just leaving Twitter. Just wondering whether that platform, that social media platform, really delivers anything to me anymore. Now, I appreciate the commentaries. I appreciate the positives. But it's become significantly a negative echo chamber. And I'm going to ask you some questions in a minute. Now, we had scheduled to be on this program today T.C. Sotic, who's the executive director of TheVerge.com. He earlier this year wrote a column titled Why I Left Twitter. Now, Mr. Sotic can't join us. He has a family issue that he has to attend to. So I'm just going to read a little bit of his column, and then we'll get to the calls. What he wrote, and this was in April of this year, I'm really serious about quitting Twitter this time, I promise. I deactivated my account on March 15th and declared the event to my friends in Slack. They earnestly congratulated me because they all know how exhausting and distressing Twitter can be. But now that I'm gone, their new joke is tweeting that I don't exist. It's not the first time I haven't existed. And sure, as my inevitable death, it won't be the last. But my non-existence on Twitter didn't stick right away. When I first quit on the 15th, I came back 3 days later because I decided that I wanted to tweet about a new project. It doesn't feel good to quit something over and over again, especially when everyone knows you're coming back. When I deactivated my account again for real on the 25th of March, my friend Casey Newton wasn't buying it. Writing about people deleting Twitter should be like reporting a missing person to police. You have to wait at least a day. And so I returned to Slack to declare once again that I had quit Twitter, but now I'm subject to a real financial penalty. I've agreed to pay Casey $1,000 if I reactivate my Twitter account, and I really don't want to cut that check. It's an absurd amount of money. Fortunately, I can't think of a single tweet that would be worth it. I know this sounds like a stunt or a joke, but it's not. Hours after I deactivated my account and put a bounty on it, Chrissy Teigen announced that she, too, would be leaving Twitter. Chrissy Teigen's a well-known American model. When I saw her goodbye letter, it felt like it was in my own handwriting. She wrote, "This is no longer serving me as positively as it serves me negatively, and I think that's the right time to call something. One thing I haven't learned is how to block out the negativity." That's not to say my experience on Twitter was anything like Chrissy's, writes TC. But if everyone is exposed to the online abuse of others at scale, even if they're not targeted by it, and that means Twitter is a horror show for people who feel real anxiety from just witnessing anger or cruelty. He writes, "I've received plenty of abuse and threats through Twitter over the years because of my work, but the stuff that actually sticks with me is what I see happening to others. Whether it's learning too much about the sacrificial character of the day or falling down a thread of abusive replies to a random tweet, it's difficult to avoid negativity on a platform that seems designed to reward it." And he goes on. But that's enough. So here I am, and I've been on Twitter, I think, since 2011. And we have some 14,000 followers, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the very positive responses that I've had to my suggestion that I may be leaving the platform. Thank you for that. But I don't know whether I'm going to do it. I don't know whether I should do it. I'm interested in what you think about your interaction. And let's stick with Twitter. Your interaction on Twitter. Is it a platform worth staying on? Or has it become an echo chamber for negativity? Here are a couple of tweets that I received today. From at NFM 1987. I'm thinking about it as well. No real benefit to being on here. What are we really accomplishing by arguing with people here? From at Chris underscore Treftlin, I have as well. I've often thought that one step that social media companies could take to reduce the venom would be to disallow anonymity. That is, if you're going to say it, you have to stand behind it. A few more hoops and a lot less trolls. And from at Ali Braley, Twitter is quite useful for staying in the stream of events and monitoring thinking and development, particularly when following quality thinkers, researchers, leaders, and journalists. Curate your follow list for quality. R.C. Herman 1, I agree with you. There's a lot of junk on Twitter, but if you carefully select your followers, there's a lot more worthwhile information. I no longer trust mainstream media to inform me. At Chaser Rimkus, I tried to quit a couple of times, but the addiction to missing out on important information drags me back in. At Mike Gal 44 and a bunch of numbers, I prefer Twitter to all the other platforms. I only use Facebook to communicate with groups I share an interest with. It's good to take a break from Twitter, but I don't think I could give it up for good. It's now my source for news and information.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.